brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Hey, I really need your help. I need your help with my financial discipline. I moved my back home this year, and my parents told me that I have this year to fix my finances. I make $105,000 a year, and I'm totally in debt, $121,000 in debt. They're allowing me to pay a rent of $400 a month for the rest of the year for me to get back on my feet.
What's the debt, man?
What is the debt of?
Yeah.
It's $8,000 in credit card, $37,000 in an auto loan, $57,000 on student loans, and $19,000 in a line of credit.
What'd you buy with the line of credit and the credit cards?
So the line of credit was to consolidate my debt from my divorce, because I got assigned a debt because I made substantially more than her. And then the credit card debt is just debt that I've been carrying for the last probably 10 years.
Mm. When was the divorce final?
5 years ago.
Okay. And so you've not done anything about cleaning up the mess from 5 years ago yet?
I have not. And that's why my discipline has just been absurd.
When did you buy the $37,000 car?
So that was actually even worse. What happened was I actually bought a $72,000 car. And within a month, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to afford it. So I took it back to the dealership because my monthly payment was going to be $1,400 a month. And I was able to get into another Mercedes that was, I could roll that negative equity to, which was $56,000. And so far, I only owe $36,000. But my monthly payment on the car is $800 a month. Mm-hmm.
So that you owe $37,000 now, and the car is worth what today?
It's probably worth like $20,000.
Where'd you get that number?
Just kind of what I've been looking to see if I could resell it and get out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And your question is how to have financial discipline?
Yeah. How can I get my ducks in a row to be able to pay this off this year while I have the advantage to just live at home? I have a girlfriend that I'm pretty serious with that I want to start a life with next year, and she has an eight-year-old kid. So I want to be financially prepared right now. I don't know if my debate is, should I just save this year to get like $30,000 in savings and then start tackling my debt next year?
I think it's time you start tackling this debt. I mean, that's why your parents let you move home. With the sole purpose of you getting your crap together and getting this mess cleaned up.
And they told me this is the last year that they would do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, so what you need to do is work all the time. Like more than you work now. Like you make $105,000 40 hours a week, right?
Yeah, I'm salaried. I can't get overtime.
I didn't ask you to do that. I want you to get another job.
Go throw boxes. This isn't, you're not serious about this yet. You don't need a hack, bro. You just need to do it. What has kept you from doing this? I get a year after a divorce, man. Those are messy times. You make dumb decisions. You buy a car. You get an apartment you can't afford. I get that. This 5 years, you're 35 years old. You're about to enter into another till death do us part relationship, this time with a kid. Like, what hack are you looking for, man?
I don't know, because I have only $2,000 in savings.
Here's what I want you to do, all right? You have to decide that getting this debt paid off is now a matter of life and death, because this crap, this misbehavior on your part has stolen your life.
Literally.
Yeah. And it's stolen your peace. And I want my life back, and I want my peace back, and I'm willing to do anything to save my life. Like the doctor just walked in and said, you know, you're 100 pounds overweight. You're about to die of a freaking heart attack. You got this, this, and this. And if you don't drop the weight, buddy, you're dead in a year. You know what you would do? You would drop the weight, buddy. Nobody have to talk to you about how to be disciplined. You'd be scared out of your freaking skull and you'd drop the weight, right?
Yeah.
So get scared out of your freaking skull. And quit. You're hovering around this emotionally as if it's something that is just out there detached from you. Like discipline is going to fly in and light on your shoulder like a bird. It's not. You're going to have to just look up and go, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've had it. I'm not living like this anymore. You got to get that thing, that roar coming up from inside of you. And then you don't care what your friends think. And you will work six jobs throwing boxes at night while you make $105 during the day, and you'll sell this stupid butt Mercedes. Mercedes should be driven by rich people, not broke people. And so what were you even doing on the lot? That didn't even make sense. So you got to start talking to yourself like that, okay? And go, no more. I'm not doing this crap anymore. I'm 35 years old. This sucks, and I'm not going to do it anymore. That's where discipline comes from, is a healthy level of disgust. When the pain of the situation you're in exceeds the pain of change, your butt will change. And until then, it won't. But this pain is emotionally manifested, meaning you just decide, I'm sick of this. And until you are, you're just going to wander around in circles chasing your tail like you've been doing for the last 5 years. And that's any of us, man. We all do that. You know, I've told the story 1,000 times now. It feels like during the Fauci pandemic, I ate every donut in a 50-mile radius. I looked down, and they were hanging on the front of me. And I went, this is ridiculous. A fat man is on the radio talking about discipline. I've got to drop the donuts. And you know what? Hadn't had a donut now since the Fauci pandemic. And I walk or run every morning. This morning I did 2 miles. Yesterday I did 5 miles before I came to work as the sun was coming up, because I decided I wanted to do that more than I wanted to be fat. And so I decided to lose it. And it's a decision. I got disgusted with myself.
Yeah, and I can't communicate this strongly enough. There's not a five-step program to discipline. There's not a super hack. There's not an app. You have to decide. And I'm not next Friday. I'm going to start right now. That's when it starts. That's when it starts. And hey, hang on the line. I'm going to send you Financial Peace University. I want to send you the videos, and you got to commit to watching them. And I want it to seep in. You're in your parents' house. You're 35. This is your ticket out, brother.
But here to be disgusted about.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
There's a lot to be disgusted about. So
today.
Get disgusted. Now. Urgent. Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.